We're going to begin our study on the righteousness of God. Now, I cannot put enough emphasis on what we're going to learn here. God is a righteous God. And He will judge the world in righteousness. And as His people, we must be righteous. Now, first of all, I'm going to read a few things so that we understand what it means to say God is righteous. Then I'll give you a few examples of why that's important. And then we'll look at some specific texts in the scriptures. Now the word righteous,
公义这个词,
it denotes something very important about God. That He is right, He is correct. He is morally excellent. Alright, He as a person is righteous by nature.
他身为一个位格，他的本性就是公义的。
And He always acts in a way that is in perfect agreement with who He is.
他所做的与他的本性也是完全符合的。
There is nothing wrong or incorrect inside of God.
在神里头没有任何不义的事。
There is nothing morally wrong inside of God.
祂里头没有任何道德上的不完美。
His nature is perfect.
祂的本性是完善的。
And therefore everything He does is perfect.
因此祂所做的一切都尽善尽美。
Everything He speaks is perfect.
祂所说的话也是尽善尽美。
And His judgments are perfect.
祂的审判,祂的判断也是完全公义的。
And that just doesn't mean when He judges people.
但不仅仅是他审判人的时候,
but it refers to His decisions as the governor of the world.
而且身为宇宙的统治者, 他做的一切决定都是尽善尽美。
Now, we're not that way.
我们并非如此。
Our natures are not perfect.
我们的本性不完美。
We are not inherently righteous.
我们天生不是公义的。
As a matter of fact, the Bible says that our natures are twisted.
其实圣经告诉我, 我们的本性是扭曲的。
That the image of God inside of us is marred by sin.
我们里面神的本性, 神的形象已经被罪恶玷污了。
And because of that, everything we think is not right.
因此我们所思想的一切都不对, 都不义。
And everything we do is not necessarily right.
我们所做的也不见得是公义的、正确的。
If we are to think and act in agreement with God, it will only be through submitting to His word.
我们唯有顺服祂的话语，才能够按着祂的旨意而行。
It gets back to what the scriptures always say about God's people.
又回到圣经里头讲论到神的百姓总是做到的。
Everyone did what was right in his own eye.
个人都按着自己的意思随意而行。 任意妄为,
even as Christians,
身为基督徒甚至,
we've been given a new heart.
神给了我们一颗新的心,
our minds have been renewed.
我们的心思意念已经更新了, 尽管如此,
and yet you and I cannot live before God in a correct way.
我们在神面前仍然不能够按着公义而行,
unless we are constantly renewing our mind in the Word of God.
除非我们借着神的话语不断心意更新而变化。
Now, let's go on.
好,
there is nothing wrong or incorrect about God's nature or works.
神的,无论是他的作为或是他的工作,没有一样是不义的,没有一样是不对的。
God will never be or do something that will justify an accusation against Him.
没有任何对神的控告能够站立得住的,无论是他做的或者他说的话。
Now that doesn't mean that there won't be accusations against Him.
这不是说没有对他的控告啊。
People are accusing God all the time.
人不断在无理地控诉他。
Now think about that.
你想想。
The little speck of dust is going to accuse the creator of the universe.
一粒微尘啊，小小的尘土要控告创造天地宇宙的主。
Men are always accusing God.
人总是在控告神。
Why?
为什么？
Because we want to justify our own actions.
因为我们要称自己为义。
But even many times believers are accusing God.
甚至往往信徒也会控告神，误解神。
We accuse God when we disobey Him.
当我们不顺服他的时候，我们就控告他，就怪他。
We're saying, I don't believe you're right.
我们说，我相信你做的不对。
Or I don't believe you're good.
或者我想你不是良善的。
Or I don't think you understand.
或者你不明白我做的。
Those are all accusations.
这些都是对神的控告啊。
Or sometimes when we're passing through trials.
有时候当我们经历患难的时候。
And we're hurting inside.
我们里头我们伤心难过。
What do we do?
我们就干什么了？
Accuse God.
我们就控告神了。
We may not accuse him directly.
我们也许不是直接的正面控告他。
But we do it in a very indirect and sneaky way.
但我们会转弯抹角的怪他。
I can't understand why God is doing this to me.
我不明白为什么神让这样的事情发生在我身上。
That's an accusation.
这是对神的控告哦。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
So there are accusations against God, but none of them are justified.
是，我们在很多事上都怪罪他，都控告他，但是没有一个能够成立的。
God's works,
不论神作为，
God's decrees and judgments,
或者神的命令，或是神的判断，
are absolutely perfect.
这一切都十全十美。
And on the day of judgment, when God judges the whole earth,
当审判的日子，当神审判全地的时候，
even those who are condemned to hell will bow their head and say that God is right.
就算那些被定罪下地狱的人都会服服敬拜，把荣耀归给他，说他做的是尽善尽美。
Now we want to look at something very important.
好，我们要看看一些重要的事。
It's that God's righteousness is inherent.
就是神的公义是他的本性。
God's righteousness is something that he is.
他的公义是他的本质，就是他自己就是。
He just is righteous.
他的本性就是公义的。
He doesn't have to work to be righteous.
他没有必要努力成为公义。
He doesn't have to study the Bible every day in order to be righteous.
他没有必要像我们一样天天读圣经，要学习圣洁，学习公义，没必要。
He doesn't need other people around him to encourage him to be righteous.
他也没有必要周围的人来鼓励他要做公义的事，没必要。
He is righteous.
因为他的本性就是公义。
And for him to be unrighteous would require him to deny who he is.
如果他要不公义的话，他就会否定他自己了。
Now, I really want you to understand this.
我真的要你明白这一点。
Because I want you in the end to see that you're not God.
因为最终我要你看到你不是神。
Remember when we talked about God's existence?
记得当我们谈论到神的存在的时候。
God simply is.
神就是神啊。
He doesn't have to work in order to be.
他没有必要努力成为。
God is simply to exist.
他存在的本身就表明了他的神的本性。
Now see, you're not that way.
你知道，你我不并非如此。
And neither am I.
我也不是。
If you don't breathe, you die.
如果你不呼吸，你就死。
If you don't drink water for 3 days, you die.
如果你三天不喝水，你也要死。
If you don't eat for 40 days, you die.
你四十天不吃饭，你要死。
Some of you die if you don't eat for 2 hours.
有些人两个钟头不吃饭都要死。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
Well, in the same way,
同样的道理。
In order for us to be righteous, we're dependent on someone else.
如果我们要成为公义的话，我们必须依赖另一位。
In order to be righteous before God, for God to see me as righteous,
在神面前我要成为公义的话，
Jesus had to live a perfect life for me.
耶稣必须为我过一个完全公义的生活。
Jesus had to die and rise again for me.
耶稣必须为我死，而且从死里复活。
And when I believed, Jesus had to give me his gift of righteousness.
当我信靠他的时候, 他必须把他的义加在我身上。
I am righteous before God because I've received righteousness as a gift.
我是因为接受了他给我的义的这个恩典, 我才能够在他面前称义。
That's my position before God.
这是我在神面前的地位。
Okay, but also in my daily life.
而且在我每天的生活当中,
in order to live righteously,
要过一个圣洁的生活,公义的生活的话,
I need God's Spirit to help me,
我需要神的灵来帮助,
to strengthen me,
来加我力量,
to lead me,
来引导我,
I need to renew my mind daily in the Word of God.
我必须借着神的话语天天心意更新而变化。
When we got up this morning,
我们今天早上起来的时候,
I said to my son,
我跟我儿子说,
have you read your Bible?
读了圣经没有啊?
You see that?
你看到没有?
We must renew our mind in the Word of God in order to have the opportunity to live righteously.
我们必须天天用神的话语更新我们, 好像我们有机会过一个公义的生活。
But then also we need a church.
而且我们需要教会。
See, many people think that church is just something you come to
很多人认为啊,教会是你来的地方而已。
In order to sing,
你来这儿唱歌,
in order to hear a sermon,
来这儿听到,
and in order to eat at the fellowship meal,
来这儿交通吃饭等等。
No.
不。
Church is a community of people,
教会是一个 人的群体,
who are constantly helping and encouraging one another to be righteous.
我们不断地鼓励而且帮助彼此帮助,
let me give you an example. I'm 54 years old.
我今年54了。
I've been a Christian for over 30 years.
我信主超过30年了。
A couple of weeks ago, my pastor walked into my office.
两个礼拜之前呢, 我的牧师来到我的办公室。
He sat down and looked me right in the eye.
他坐下来看直瞪着我。
He said, how are you doing?
你的灵性情况怎么样了?
How are you doing with the Lord?
你跟主的关系怎么样?
Is everything going okay?
你没问题吧?
Are you growing?
你是否正在成长呢?
How's your marriage?
你的夫妻关系怎么样?
Now you might think, how dare he ask me those questions? That's his job. That's what he's supposed to do. And that's what other believers are supposed to do. Even a young believer in the church has the right to come up to me and encourage me, has the duty to do it.
就算一个教会里年轻的信徒, 他也有责任到我面前问我这些问题来关心我。
He said, well, I don't want anybody in my life.
你说我可不要这样的人啊。
Well, then repent.
你要悔改。
Because you're not thinking as a Christian.
因为你的思想不是按着圣经, 你不是按着基督徒的方式。
We're not to bother one another.
当然我们不需要找别人麻烦啊。
We're not to be like Pharisees picking at one another.
我们不要像法利赛人一样挑毛病, 鸡蛋挑骨头。
But we need others in order that we might grow in righteousness.
这是我们彼此需要,需要别人来帮助我们在公义中成长。
But God's not that way.
然而神并非如此。
He needs nothing.
他不需要任何的帮助。
Nothing.
没有任何帮助。
We need everything.
我们什么都需要, 他不需要。
All right, now. In the scriptures, a name is very, very important.
在圣经里头,名字或是名称很重要。
So I want us to go to the book of Psalms.
我们看看诗篇,
chapter 7.
第七章,
and verse 9.
第九节,
it says, O let the evil of the wicked come to an end, but establish the righteous. For the righteous God tries the hearts and minds.
愿恶人的恶断绝。 愿你坚立义人,因为公义的神鉴察人的心肠肺腑。
Now, I don't want to sound like a broken record going on and on and saying the same thing.
我不愿意像一个破唱片一样,不断地反复同样的事。
But what we have here is very important.
但我们这里啊,很重要。
Literally in this text, God is called the righteous God.
这里啊,圣经字面上的意思,我们称神为
And it, in the Hebrew language,
在希伯来文啊,
the name tells us something about the person. That it is what he is. He is righteous. It's the difference between, let me give you an example. We are told to put on righteousness.
圣经告诉我们要披戴公义,
to dress ourselves in the righteousness of Christ. There is a sense in which our righteousness comes from God.
从一个角度,
it's not something that we are.
不是我们的本性,
but when we talk about righteousness in God, it's something that He is.
当我们讲到神的公义的话, 那是他的本质本性。
And here's what's really good.
美好的事就在这儿啊,
he will never stop being righteous. Let me give you an example. A woman marries a man who appears to be a righteous man.
一个女人嫁给男人，这个男人看起来很公义啊。
But he's a man.
他是个男人。
After 5 years of marriage, he changes.
5年之后他变心了。
And he's no longer righteous. And he breaks all his promises.
他就破坏了他的婚约，他就不守信用了。
And the woman is greatly impacted.
所以这个女人呢，就大受影响。
And she says, I could never trust a man again.
所以这女人说，我永远不会再信任一个男人了。
Because even if he's righteous now, he may change.
因为就算他今天很公义，也许有一天他会改变。
You see, God's not that way.
你看,
in all the history of mankind, never once has he failed.
在他对待人的关系当中，他没有一次失败，没有一次改变。
Never once has one of his promises failed. Now let me give you one more illustration. In the book of Job,
在约伯记里,
it says not even the heavens are clean in his sight.
讲到在神的眼里,
now when I hear that,
当我听到这样的话,
that kind of sounds bothersome.
听起来叫我有一点,哎呀,听不进去。
I mean, I've been in some of the major cities in the world, and some of them are very dirty.
我去过世界上一些重要的城市，有一些很肮脏污秽啊。And
they're not, it's not very pleasant to be there.
我们去到那些地方也觉得不太开心。Millions
of people and trash in the streets and rotting food.
里头成千上万的人，里头有好多垃圾，那些乱七八糟的东西。So
when you hear that the heavens aren't clean in His sight, you think, do I really want to go there?
当你讲到天在神眼里都不洁净，你就想，我想不想去天堂啊？我不想去喽。And
then that seems to contradict other passages in the Bible.
而且这段经文似乎跟圣经其他经文矛盾。
That speak about heaven as a place of just perfect bliss. So what is the Bible saying?
到底圣经在讲什么?
I mean, he even says that he finds folly in his angels.
圣经甚至说他在他的天使里头都找到有问题。
But folly is sin.
问题就是有罪喽。
And why doesn't he cast those angels out of heaven?
为什么他把天使从天上打下去,
so what does that mean?
这到底意味着什么?
Well, I don't think it means that heaven is dirty.
我想这个意思不是说天堂是肮脏的,
or that the angels in heaven are sinful. But it means this.
这乃意味着,
the heavens are clean because God makes them clean.
天堂之所以是干净的，因为是神使它洁净。He
keeps them clean.
而且神保守天堂洁净。The
angels do not commit folly.
天使没有犯愚昧的罪。Because
God sustains them and keeps them righteous.
因为神保守他们，托住他们，他们才能够成为公义。Now
let me ask you a question.
让我请问个问题啊。Did
God create the world and then just leave it?
神是不是创造了天地以后就由他去了,
No, the Bible says he sustains it.
圣经说神托住万有。
If the axis of our planet moves that far, we're all going to die.
如果地球的轴心稍微偏一点点，我们都要死掉。
We're able to live here because literally an infinite number of things function correctly.
我们之所以能够活在世上，真是这些一切的规律都在照常运转，我们才能生存。
And so he sustains the planet.
所以他托住万有和宇宙。
If he were to pull back, the planet would just turn to nothing.
他一放手，这个整个宇宙都要崩溃瓦解。
It's the same way with heaven.
同样的，天堂也是如此。
It's clean because of him.
因着他，所以这个天堂才能够成为
His power
是他的大能。
The angels are righteous because he sustains them in their righteousness.
因为神的手托住天使，所以天使才能够继续保持公义。
You know, I've heard people say this.
你知道，我听过有些人说。
People who believe that a true Christian can lose their salvation.
那些相信真正信徒能够失去救恩的人，他们说。
They say, I can't wait till I get to heaven.
他们说，哎呀，我等不及了，我要上天堂啊。And
that door closes behind me.
当那个天堂的门在我背后关了。Then
I never have to worry about falling and losing my salvation.
那个时候我就可以放心了，我不会失去救恩了。Where
was the devil when he fell?
撒旦当他 跌倒堕落的时候，他在哪？
He was in heaven.
他在天上哦。
Heaven doesn't keep you saved.
天堂不能保守你永远平安。
God's power keeps you saved.
唯有神的能力能保守你。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
And so when we say that God is righteous,
当我们说神是公义的时候，
it's very important that we understand what that means.
我们明白这个。
Now let's look back at our verse.
好，我们再看看今天的经文。
Chapter 7, verse 9.
七章九节，诗篇。
I want to just from here, I just want to point out a few things that show us God's righteousness.
好，从这段经文我要指出几件事啊，显明神的公义。
Oh, let the evil of the wicked come to an end, but establish the righteous.
愿恶人的恶断绝，愿你坚立义人。God's
going to do this.
神会做到这件事。
He's going to do it because he's righteous.
因为他是公义的，所以他会做这样。
And he's going to do it in perfect righteousness.
他也会按着他完全的公义做这样的事。Listen
to me.
好，注意听啊。
God is going to bring the wicked to an end.
神会叫恶人的恶断绝。That
doesn't mean that they're going to cease to exist.
这不是说恶人就停止存在了。It
means they're going to be lost forever in hell.
乃意味着他们会永远在地狱里头沉沦灭亡。And
they will no longer contaminate God's world.
他们不再会继续玷污神所造的世界。
If you are wicked,
如果你是个恶人的话,
you will be brought to an end.
神会把你断绝掉,
you will be judged.
你会受审判,
and you will be cast into hell.
你会被扔在地狱里。
But it says God establishes the righteous.
但这里说, 神会坚立义人,
he makes them endure forever.
他使义人永远长存。
And not just endure, but to prosper.
不仅仅是存在啊，更使一人兴旺。
Now here's the problem.
问题是,
there's none righteous, no, not one, the Bible says.
没有一个义人，连一个都没有，圣经说的。
There's no person in this building who by their own merit is righteous.
在这个房子里头，没有一个人本身就是公义的，天生是义的，没有。
No one.
一个都没有。
You say, well, I'm a good person.
你说我是个好人啊。
Compared to what?
跟什么比较是好人?
Compared to other people?
比起别人吗?
Compared to Hitler?
比起希特勒你是个好人。
But compared to God?
比起神来。
Remember, sin is a violation of God's standard.
记得罪是违背了神的标准,不达标。
Sin is unrighteousness.
罪就是不义。
Adam and Eve sinned one time.
亚当夏娃犯了一次罪，仅此一次。
And they were no longer righteous.
他们就不义了。
You've sinned more times than it would be possible to count.
你犯罪的次数都数不清了。
You are not righteous on your own.
你靠自己，你根本就是不义的。
And being a church member doesn't make you righteous.
你成为一个会员，不能使你称义。
And baptism doesn't make you righteous.
你受洗也不能叫你称义。
Reading your Bible doesn't make you righteous before God.
读圣经也不能叫你在神面前称义。
Doing activities or working for the church doesn't make you righteous.
在教会服事做这个做那个也不能使你成为圣洁。
And that's a problem among the Chinese believers.
这就是中国信徒的一大问题了。
I believe that there are many, many Chinese people that are in churches.
我相信啊，在教会里头有很多的中国人，中国信徒。
Who believe that they are Christian because of their activity.
他们以为他们活动多了，帮忙多了，服侍多了，就是基督徒了。
And there are many pastors who are like slave drivers who use people like that to build their own kingdom.
有很多的牧师就像赶奴隶的人一样，他们用这些信徒来建造他们的教会。
You're not a Christian, you're not righteous because you work in the church.
你在教会里头工作，你不见得就是个义人，就是个基督徒，不。
You are a Christian because you trust in Jesus Christ alone.
因为你信靠唯独基督，你才是基督徒。
Your hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
你的指望除了耶稣基督之外，没有别的了。
You have no good work to stand before God.
你在神面前没有任何的善行可以夸口的，唯有他的公义。
You cling to Christ and what He did for you.
你唯有完全信靠基督为你所成就的救赎之功。
So it says here that God will bring the evil to an end.
这里说神会叫恶人的恶断绝。
He will establish the righteous.
他会建立义人。
He will establish forever those who have trusted in His Son and His Son's atonement.
那些信靠他的儿子跟他儿子所成全的救赎的人，他会永远的建立他们。
Now you say, well, what if God makes a mistake?
你说如果神犯了个错咋办呢？
Look what it says.
你继续看。
He's the righteous God.
他是一位公义的上帝。
And it says also that he tries the heart and the mind.
继续说到他检查人的心肠肺腑。
Two things here.
这里两件事。
How can we trust in the judgment of God at the final day?
我们怎么能够信靠神的最后末日审判是公义的呢？
He tries the heart and the mind.
因为他检查人的心肠肺腑。
It's another way of saying he knows absolutely everything about absolutely everyone.
换言之，他对每一个人所做的每一件事情都了如指掌。
Now, if you're a Christian,
如果你是个基督徒，
that brings you joy.
这使你能够欢喜快乐。
Because you know that God even knows the deepest sorrow of your heart.
因为神知道你心里头最深的一层的里面的痛苦。
But if you are not a Christian,
如果你不是个基督徒
的话， that should bring you terror.
你应该大大的反
惊。He knows every wicked thought.
因为他知道你每一个邪恶的思想。
Every wicked deed,
你的每一个邪恶的行为，
and he will judge you,
他会因此审判你，
with a perfect judgment,
他会用完全公义的尺度审判。
You say, well, he knows everything, but that doesn't mean he will do right.
你说他无所不知呢，不见得他的审判是完全公义的。
That's true what you're saying.
你说的没错。
Just because he knows everything doesn't mean he will judge you correctly.
那仅仅他知道所有的事，不见得他会完全正义的公义的审判。
But it also says here that he is righteous.
这里又说他又是公义的，公义的上帝。
He will always do what's right.
他所做的尽善尽美，不会错的。
Listen to me.
好，请听啊。
Even those who are in hell,
就算那些在地狱的人，
they are receiving exactly everything they deserve.
他们所受的一切都是应得的报应，是完全公义的。
They're not being punished in a way that's less than what they deserve.
他们没有受到少一点的报应，没有少一点。
And they're not being punished in a way that is far beyond what they deserve.
也没有超越他们当受的报应，刚刚好。
Every man will receive to the very last penny everything.
每一个人会受到他当得的不多不少恰如其分的报应。
I was one time in a church meeting where a lot of people were praying in the front of the church.
我有一次在一个教会聚会里头, 很多人在教会前面一起祷告。
And a young man knelt down beside me.
有个年轻小伙子在我旁边。
And apparently he had some disagreement with God.
很明显他跟神在辩论。
And he said this.
他这么祷告, 他说,
I just want you to give me what I deserve.
神啊, 给我当得的。
And I went like this.
我就马上把他点醒, 哎, 小伙子,
I interrupted his prayer.
我把他祷告一半当中,
he looked at me.
他看看我,
I said, don't you ever say that again.
你千万不要再这样祷告了。
The only thing you deserve from a righteous God is hell.
因为你从这位公义的神当受的唯有的一件事就是地狱。
God is a righteous God.
神是一位公义的上帝。
And brothers and sisters, listen to me.
弟兄姊妹请听啊。
As the world grows darker,
当这个世界变得越来越黑暗,
my concern grows for the world.
我对世界越来越关心,越来越忧愁。
But more than that, my concern grows for God's people.
不但如此,我对神的百姓也越来越担忧。
Because they're being influenced in a wrong and unbiblical way.
因为神的百姓也受到不合乎圣经的一种错误的影响。
The world tells us that God's not righteous.
因为世人告诉我们神是不义的。
And many pastors treat the righteousness of God like it was a joke.
很多牧师对神的公义好像开玩笑一样。
They do not seek to live righteously, and they do not preach to their people about righteousness. But God is a righteous God. And we must have the righteousness of Christ. But after that, as believers,
这个之后,身为圣信徒,
we must seek to grow in our own personal righteousness. Even though we're saved only through the grace of God in Christ, we should seek to live in a way that pleases God. And your brain can't tell you what God wants.
你的脑袋不能告诉你神要的是什么。
Your way of thinking is not the law.
因为你自己的想法不是神的律法。
It is the word of God.
乃是神的话语的标准。
The commands and precepts of God.
是神的典章,他的律例才是标准。
It's not legalism to just obey what God says.
这不是律法主义,听神的话不是律法主义。
We need to think about this. Because we're going to learn in 1 John that one of the proofs that you are Christian is that you are walking in righteousness. I don't want to preach to you just to hear myself talk. I want to study and I want to preach so that I will change and other people will change.
我要好好的研读圣经,好好的传讲,好叫我自己生命改变,也叫听者的生命也可以改变。
If you're neglecting the study of God's word,
如果你忽略了查考圣经,
you can't grow in righteousness.
你不可能在神的公义中长进。
If as a husband and a father, you're not teaching your family the word of God, you're doing a great disservice to them.
如果你身为一个父亲或身为一个丈夫, 你不再教导你的家庭家人有关神的公义, 那么你就失职了。
If you're a member of this church,
如果你是教会一个成员,
but you're never talking to other members of the church about the word of God,
你从来不跟其他的弟兄姊妹讲论神的话语的话,
you're never encouraging others,
你从来不鼓励别人的话,
you're never receiving encouragement,
你也不从别人得到鼓励得到安慰的话,
you're not doing right,
那你就有毛病了,
you're walking dangerously,
你就在危险当中了,
and if you're opening yourself up to the influence of the world,
如果你向这世界的影响又开放的话,
and you're listening to that stuff,
你在听世人的那些话的话，
You're putting yourself in great danger.
你就把自己放在一个很危险地带。
Great danger, brother.
很大的危险啊！弟兄。
Don't do that.
千万不要那么做。
There are times.
有时候。
To be afraid.
有时候我们应该惧怕。
You're studying at the university.
你在大学里读书。
And you know you've got a midterm test coming up.
你知道你中期的考试就要来了。
You know if you don't do good on that test, you're in trouble.
如果你考得不好的话，你就有麻烦了。
So it's not just the joy of the subject, it's the fear of the consequences.
不仅仅是你喜欢这个学的东西，而且是那个结果后果如何，你要惧怕。
I don't want you to live in fear.
我盼望你不要活在惧怕当中。
But I do want you to take this Christian life very seriously.
但是我盼望你对基督徒的生活是认真的对待。
If you claim to know Jesus,
如果你宣称你认识基督，
yet you have nothing to do with the Word of God,
但你却对神的话漠不关心的话，
you're not seeking to conform to it.
你没有尽力的照神的话去行的话，
be afraid.
你要惧怕。
It may be evidence you're not Christian.
也许这证明了你不是基督徒。
Or even if you are Christian,
就算你是基督徒，
and yet you're very lazy about this,
但你对神的话语却松松垮垮，懒懒散散。
Know this, you will stand before God one day.
你要知道，有一天你会站在神的面前。
You will.
是的，会的。
I'm warning you now.
我现在就警告你。
It's my job.
这是我的责任。
I don't warn you, then I get in trouble.
如果我不警告你，我就责无旁贷了。
There's a famous sermon that was preached many decades ago.
好几十年前有一篇很著名的道传讲开来。
And the title of it was this.
那个题目是
There is a payday someday.
有一天会有报应的。
And it used a lot of examples in the Old Testament.
里头用了很多旧约里的例子。
About someone who was committing sin against God.
讲到有一些人犯了罪了，对神得罪神了。
And they seem to get away with it.
然后似乎逍遥法外。
But then all of a sudden, payday.
突然之间，审判领导。
Judgment.
审判。
Ahab seemed to be getting away with sin.
亚哈似乎犯了罪又逍遥法外。
But then payday.
然后审判领导。
Jezebel seemed to be getting away with sin.
耶洗别犯了罪似乎哎，没有报应啊。
And then payday.
审判又临到。
We could just keep going, couldn't we?
你可以看很多很多例子，对不对？
Well, know this.
你要知道。
There's a payday coming for you.
对你来说，也有个审判会临到。
Even if you're a Christian.
就算你是基督徒。
There is a day in which you will stand before God.
有一天你也会站在神的审判台前。
And it'll be a day of great reward or a day of loss.
要不那一天就是莫大的赏赐，要不就是莫大的亏损。
There's a payday someday.
有一天审判会临到。
That's why this study on the righteousness of God is so important.
所以我们查考神的公义才如此重要。
Because the standard by which you will be judged is God's righteousness.
因为你要被审判的标准，那个尺度是神的公义。
We live in a very corrupt society.
我们活在一个非常败坏的社会里。
Isn't it amazing that when one of our political leaders lies or commits adultery?
我们其中一个政治领袖撒谎又犯奸淫，不是叫人惊叹吗？
There's no longer even any public outrage.
是当他犯罪的时候，大家都习以为常，不认为什么大不了的。
Why?
为什么？
Because this is what the people say.
因为老百姓这么说。
Well, everybody does it.
大家都这样嘛，天下乌鸦一般黑呀。
Everybody lies.
大家都撒谎，谁不撒谎？
Everybody commits adultery.
谁不犯奸淫啊？
So what does it matter?
什么关系呢？大哥别说了。
It doesn't mean he can't be a good president.
这不见得他就不能做好总统了，照样可以。
But see, God doesn't judge by that standard.
不，神不是按照大家的标准来审判。
What does it mean for us to be righteous?
我们要成为公义意味着什么？
The word righteous has something to do with the word straight.
义啊，这个词是跟直是息息相关的。
So if I have a straight pole,
是我有一个直的一根杆子标杆。
And it's perfectly straight.
是完全正直的。
And then I have another pole.
还有另外一根杆子。
And that pole goes this way.
它会往右斜一点。
And does not conform to this perfectly straight pole.
不合乎这个完全正直的标准的时候。
Then I can say that this pole is unrighteous.
我就可以说这根是不义的。
It's not conformed to the standard.
因为它没有按照标准，不达标。
In the Bible, God is the standard.
在圣经里头，神就是这个正直的标准。
To be righteous,
要成为公义的话，
is to be conformed to God.
就是按照神的标准。
To be conformed to His standard.
按照他的达标，他的正直的标准。
It's a very important truth.
这是一个很重要的真理。
We're going to go to the Lord in prayer.
好，我们现在祷告。
And we'll finish this first lesson.
我们就上完这第一堂课。
And then we'll meet back here again, to have another study at 15 till.
然后我们15分钟之后呢，我们再下第二堂课，上第二堂课。
Let's pray.
好，我们祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
父，我们为你的话感恩。
Thank you for your kindness in giving it to us.
也谢谢你的良善，把你的话赐给我们。
I pray, Father, that this weekend will be a great benefit to your people.
父，也愿这个周末对你百姓有很大的帮助。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.